We all find ourselves today in the middle of the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression, certainly in most of our lifetimes. The jobless rate is rising, families are struggling to make ends meet, and the crisis in our healthcare system threatens to get lost in the shuffle of this roller coaster our economy is on. We cannot let that happen. The healthcare system is broken. I want you to consider the following facts. According to the National Coalition on Healthcare, in 2007, total national health expenditures were expected to rise 6.9%. That's double the rate of inflation. Total spending will reach $2.3 trillion, $7,600 a person. Total healthcare spending now represents 16% of GDP, and it's expected to continue increasing faster than the economy and get to $4.2 trillion and 20% of GDP in just 2016. What we need is a focus on prevention. Christopher Fay, writing for the PR Newswire, said this: in 2008, healthcare costs in the United States will get to that $2.5 trillion unless a significant change is made from traditional disease treatment in the healthcare system to a prevention-focused healthcare system. The challenge is to implement a national solution to the healthcare crisis before these trends bankrupt the country. You realize we spend four times the amount for healthcare than we do for national defense. And on the other side of the equation, employer costs are rising. In 2007, employer health insurance premiums increased at twice the rate of inflation. The annual premium for an employer health plan for a family of four is now $12,100. We've experienced this ourselves at NSA. Single-person coverage is now $4,400 a year. Experts agree that the healthcare system is riddled with inefficiencies, waste, and fraud, and these problems significantly increase the cost of medical care and health insurance for employers and workers and affect the security of families. Now, despite all this money we're spending, millions of people are still uninsured. Nearly 47 million Americans do not have health insurance. And yet we spend more on health care than any other industrialized nation. And those countries provide health care and insurance to all their citizens. Germany, Switzerland, Canada, all less, and everybody is covered. And one of the contributing factors we all know is the cost of prescription drugs. Prescription drugs now represent the single largest monthly expenditure for most over the age of 65, approximately $300 a month. And millions of people sadly make the terrible choice today between purchasing their food or their medicine. And this comes from Paul Zane Pilzer. The impact of these rising costs is staggering. The National Coalition on Healthcare Costs did a survey, and it shows that 25% of Americans, this is 2005, not today's real estate crisis, 25% of Americans say that their housing problems actually resulted from medical debt, including the inability to make rent or mortgage payments and the development of bad credit ratings. And despite these extraordinary costs, America continues to get sicker. The growing burden of chronic disease in America, this comes from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. 2000, nearly 125 million Americans, 45% of the population, had chronic conditions. 61 million, or 21%, had multiple chronic conditions. The number of people is projected to continue to increase steadily for the next 30 years. This is us, the baby boomers, getting sick. While the current healthcare financing and delivery systems are designed primarily to treat acute conditions, 78% of the spending is now devoted to people with chronic conditions. Let me give you a look at some of them. This is Americans 65 and older in a 6-year period between 2000 and 2006. Look at the rates of increase of these different conditions. 13.5% for coronary heart disease. Asthma, 43%. Melanoma, 60%. And diabetes, 32%. Again, according to the CDC, chronic conditions are the leading cause of death now and disability in the United States. 70% of deaths a year. And these diseases also cause major limitations in the daily life for most Americans, or many Americans. And this is according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Although chronic diseases are among the most common and costly health problems, they are also among the most preventable. And we know that. And probably the most disconcerting of all these conditions are the rising rates of obesity. Just looking at the adult population, fully two-thirds of the American adult population is overweight or obese. And that costs $177 billion a year. Men are a little worse than women, but it's a problem that affects all of us. It's estimated that the cost of lost productivity related to obesity among Americans is almost $4 billion a year. Unbelievable. In a great article in this publication, Health A to Z, Melissa Tenner says this: obesity may soon overtake tobacco as the number one factor in people's death. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention predicts obesity will be soon the number one killer. She says she's worried that by the year 2020, half of all the children in America will be overweight. What this means is that people are going to be getting sick as children. The children will remain obese until adulthood, and heart attacks and diabetes will happen when they're 30 instead of when they're 60. This is scary stuff. We cannot afford to sit back and expect the government to fix these things, no matter who gets elected. We have to take responsibility for our own health and encourage others to do the same. Thus the phrase, universal self-care. We cannot stand by idly and allow the dire predictions of the experts to come true. First, that our children will be the first generation in American history to have a lower standard of living than their parents. And second, that our children will be the first generation in American history to have a lower life expectancy than their parents. Can you imagine? Let's look at the obesity rates in children. We know that less than 7% of all kids consume the recommended 3 servings of fruits and vegetables today. 1 in 4 is currently obese. Nearly 50% of obese adolescents remain obese as adults. That's why it's so important to intervene at an early age. 6% of elementary school children and 7% of adolescent children miss 11 days or more of school a year due to illness or injury. In the last 20 years, type 2 diabetes has increased tenfold. By the age of 12, an estimated 70% of our children have developed the beginning stages, 70% of hardening of the arteries. And 7% of school-age children are diagnosed with ADHD. So I ask you, and I want an answer, do you want our children and grandchildren to end up like this? Is this the legacy that we're going to leave to our children's future? We have something to offer that has already proven to change people's lives for the better. Now, we know what the components of a healthy lifestyle are. First of all is good nutrition, particularly fruits and vegetables. And it's the message, and Juice Plus is the messenger. This is the missing link to a healthy diet. And we know that Juice Plus can be a powerful catalyst to a healthy lifestyle. This is the cover of Time magazine a couple of weeks ago, September 22nd. Talked about 21 ways to fix up America. Inside that article, a writer by the name of Dan Kedlick talked about from health to wealth. Getting and staying fit now may be worth hundreds of thousands of dollars later. A sum that just might exceed the carefully crafted stockpile in your 401k. Now, given the state of today's economy, I'm sure many of the people you talk to will tell you, gee, my family just can't afford Juice Plus right now. Now, we understand these feelings and these fears. But, my friends, consider the cost of not taking Juice Plus. Now, remember, we're just talking about $1.38 a day, according to the National Center for Health Statistics. It's a branch from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. These are some of the costs associated with health care. Every individual doctor visit, $174. Average prescription, $54. Average over-the-counter medication, $25. The average cost of a day of work missed, $150. Now, here are the amounts that people actually experience, average Americans, every year. 4 doctor visits, almost $700. 12 prescriptions, $652. 24 over-the-counter medications, $600. 8 days of work missed on average, $1,200. So let's talk about some good news. According to the Juice Plus Children's Health Study, 49%. Now, we're talking about responses from over 100,000 people. 49% report fewer doctor visits. That's $340 a year. 42% fewer prescriptions, leading to a savings of $274 a year. 42% fewer over-the-counter medications. That's a savings of $252 a year. 51% fewer days of work missed. Again, $612 savings. And 55% fewer days of school missed. That's priceless. The conclusion is clear. We can't afford not to take Juice Plus. My friends, these are real changes to real lives. We are making a difference. This is real reform from the bottom up. And this is empowering America, one person and one family at a time. So I ask you, when you have the power to bring this product to the people of America and the world, and you know that Juice Plus delivers key antioxidants and phytonutrients into the body, that Juice Plus helps reduce oxidative stress, that Juice Plus supports a healthy immune system and helps protect DNA, and positively impacts key indicators of cardiovascular wellness, how can you sit back and not share this product? You can't. I would go so far to say that in this time of national and global crisis, it is our patriotic duty to share Juice Plus with everyone we can. So now I'm going to ask you where you stand. I'm going to ask you to stand up. Stand up for our families. Stand up for our kids. Stand up for our future. God bless America. God bless J. Martin. God bless NSA. God bless Juice Plus, and God bless all of you. Thank you very much.